Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 1st of June of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, here where I live. And I want to thank you, of course, for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about us. I'm just grateful that you have found us tonight, because we usually have people tuning in from over at least 10 different countries, North America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, France, Germany, the United Arab Emirates, from Asia, and a few other European countries that tend to tune in on a regular basis. And I thank God for that, for all the different listeners that we have tuned in. And, of course, it's a blessing to have you tuned in from wherever you found us from, whatever country and whatever, you know, state you may be tuning in from. Glad that you're here. So, we have a special day coming up Friday. I'm talking about National Donut Day, which was an event started in the 1930s. And started through Salvation Army in the Chicago area, where you would have these, they were called dollies. And these dollies are these people who make the donuts. So that's part of how sometimes you'll hear some of these ladies that might be some of those donut makers in these bakeries and donut shops and what have you. Sometimes they'll be called dollies. And different donut shops. And people like various kinds of donuts. You know, custard, Bavarian cream, sprinkled, glazed, jelly-filled, strawberry, just to name a few. One of my personal favorites is any donut that has something to do with peanut butter, because this Miracle Man is a fan of peanut butter donuts. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because I do love me some peanut butter donuts. I really do. Peanut butter donuts, to me, are the bomb. Yes, donuts with bacon are great, too. And they make so many different kinds of donuts. In fact, ever since COVID, I've been dreaming about this donut machine. My idea of what this donut machine does is you'll be able to talk to it, and then it only makes like one donut at a time, but it'll be able to make it whatever size donut you want. And what you might notice okay, you might not notice, but I was just going to say, folks, about the donut machine. What my dream one would do is that I'd be able to tell it what to make, and then it would talk to me. And then I would make it, and then a few minutes later, it would be done making the donuts, you know, the way I would like it. Because really, these donut shops have had donut machines for a long time. But they make way more than one donut at a time. And you have to flip the donuts that are in it around and different things. My ideal donut machine you can just talk to. And it's not a commercial one because it only makes like one donut at a time. It's like for at home. And that's my idea of the donut machine. And some people always say, oh, you got the little thing that makes donut that makes the donuts at Walmart. You know, little donut hole makers. You've heard of those things, right? Haven't you, Emily? I bet you know what I would say to that thing. You bet I would mock it, don't you? You would almost mock it, too, after seeing it, wouldn't you? Knowing that that's not the one I want. It's not the one you want either, though, is it? Like, that's not one of those where you can just cut the little corner and be like, okay, that's the one I want. So I'm like, no, it's not. It's not the right one. So that won't work, as they say. It's honestly not going to work in my mind. It's not my ultimate donut machine. But anyhow, go to your local donut shop Friday and a wonderful donut. Now, India, my bad. So he's still in India ministering to bunches of people. And to be honest with you, we in my family don't think he will ever be the same again after this. We honestly don't think he's going to be the same again. And we mean it, and I mean it in a good way when I say I don't think he'll be the same again. I don't mean it in, like, a bad way whatsoever. I think he has a new appreciation for missions, for ministering to people, for... I don't see it like being the same for him. I just don't. I can't wait to hear his stories. I truly cannot wait to hear his stories and to hear about everything that God did. Because he'll be coming back in the United States on Monday night. And honestly, I miss him and can't wait to hear about what all God has done. I truthfully just can't wait. I'm pumped. And it's not something that I'm taking lightly. I'm proud of what all he's done. And I'm grateful that he has obeyed God and been prophesied over his life multiple times. It has been prophesied multiple times over his life that the Indians were his. That he would go to India from the United States, would minister to people, and that it would just be an awesome thing. And so it's just, I'm just happy to see what God's doing in his life. Amen. And I do think that he will go back to India at some point and as the Lord leads. Because ultimately, he'll have to do what God says. Which, as Christians, we have to obey the Word of God. We have to walk with him the way he says to. As opposed to just doing it in the flesh and doing it the way we think we should do it. Because doing it the way we think we should do it isn't going to be the best and expedient thing for us. It will not be the best thing for it, and it's not something that I just would take very lightly. So, yeah, I'm not. So, I'm just. So, one of these days after he gets home, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have him on this program and I'm going to let him tell you listeners how it went. And I'm excited because I just know it's going to be great to hear what all God did. And so, in case I didn't tell you already, I'm pumped about it. All right. Also, this week you have the Women of Righteousness Conference at my church. Great conference for you, you ladies who want to come out and be in the things of God, you know, to come to this conference. Starts tomorrow night, goes to Sunday night at Living Word International Church, 2010 North South Road in Midland, Michigan. And just have a good time in the things of God. I do want to remind you real quick, this episode brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can go find your ultimate blizzard of the summer at your local Dairy Queen. Maybe you're a big fan of cotton candy. Maybe your go-to is the new dirt pie. Maybe your go-to is the strawberry cheesecake, among other flavors. You can find your local, your favorite blizzard at your local Dairy Queen. See store for details. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. As the disclaimer will always tell you. But I set it here for you. So, legal disclaimer is done. Think of that as the, I think of that as the old Nextel legal disclaimer back in the day, before Nextel merged with Sprint 2003. Prior to that, when I first started paying attention to the commercials in like 2002 or so, like truly paying attention was like 02. And I remember for a time that was their legal disclaimer, that Nextel, their legal disclaimer was done. Now, I do remember a couple of the McDonald's ones from prior to that. One of them around 2000 was We Love to See Your Smile. And prior to that, for a little while in the late 1990s, they used literally, and I think this is a cool tagline. I don't know why they got rid of it, but did somebody say McDonald's? And I want to say they used it for 2 to 3 years between like 97 and, 1999. And then real close to 2000, maybe late 99, where they went to the whole, We Love to See Your Smile. But then ever since then, they've stuck with I'm Loving It Ever Since. I don't know why they never changed it, but they never did bother changing it. Now, someone that I knew of, I don't know why they did it, they used to say it was I'm Loathing It. But not me. So, real quick, before we get on into the meat of the night, I want to remind you of the two things that we normally remind you of. First off, I want to remind you about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's about how great God has been. And story of God, who my mom could not see, strongly believed in. And it's it truly is a great read. So for any of you who wonder whether it's a good read or not, it's a great read. Please read it. You will be so glad that you did. If you haven't read it, then go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out about how you can get that book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com. Find out information about the book. And it's chronicles, you know, different healing miracles that I've had. Me being healed of seizures. Me being healed of cancer from the colon lining. Me being healed of my immune system that when I was little was extremely weak. Me being healed in my kidneys and other things. My hands from warts, and the list goes on. And it's not by accident that God has kept me alive. He kept me on this earth for a reason. When I was little, my mom used to say, heal him or take him home. You know what? I haven't been taken home yet. So I think there's a reason. Actually, there is a reason, but there's a reason why God has kept me on this earth as opposed to just taking me home. And I believe that I'm going to see the miracle happen my life. And I just keep trusting in God, keeping the faith. Because it's important to have faith in God and not doubt. Because if you've been believing for something for over 30 years like I have, it could be easy to, like, get discouraged, get all frazzled, get all and you might wonder, you know, don't you think it's past due? You know, yeah, I think it's past due. But I haven't given up. I haven't found myself saying, you know, I'm not sure whether this God stuff is real. I'm not sure if faith works anymore. I don't know. I don't know. Will he heal me or won't he? No, I've kept the faith strong. And I'm not necessarily trying to brag on myself, but what I am saying is I've been believing. Between me and my mom, we have been believing for a very, very long time. And I still believe that God is going to do it. And as I said yesterday, the victory is greater than the battle. Whatever that battle is that you're going through in your life. Because living in this life, there's going to be battles. There will be battles. Because it's life. And so I just keep my hope in him. I keep my trust in him and just continue to believe God and believe in that I will receive the things that I have been petitioning him for. And I don't believe my prayers are moot or void. I just keep believing and keep trusting. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you of really quick is the Sowing Seed in the Miracle Man program. And, you know, as you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, it helps keep us going. And I just continue to believe God that people will tune in to the broadcast, and I continue to believe God that finances come in and bring us, help keep us going. And when you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, it just helps keep us going. That's not why I want your seed, though. The reason I want your seed is because I want to see you get blessed. And as you sow your seed, I want you to be specific about what you sow your seed for. Maybe you're sowing a seed for a family member that needs healed. Maybe you're sowing a seed for a prodigal son or daughter to come home. Maybe, who knows what you're sowing a seed for, but just put your hope and trust in him. You'll have what you are believing for in him, because I want to see you make it. And it's not something that I take lightly, because, as I said, I want to see you make it. I want to see you get blessed. So go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to make a note of is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So just make a note of that as you so your seed. Also, as you sow your seed, it's between you and God how much it is. But the verse I want to give into your life tonight is where it says, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. It's not based on this earthly thing, earthly economics, earthly this, earthly that. It's not based on that. Amen. And so now I want to sing a couple of songs, and then we'll get into the word of the Lord. And then I'll have a quick sports update for you.
Spirit, rain,
flood into our thirsty hearts again. You come, oh, you come. Chains be broken, hearts be healed, eyes be open. Christ is revealed. Sing again. Chains be broken. Lives be healed. Eyes be open. Christ is revealed. You come, let your glory fall as you respond to us. Spirit, bring blood into our thirsty hearts again. You come, let your glory fall as you respond. Respond to us. Spirit, rain flood into our thirsty hearts again. You come, oh. Into your hands I commit again, and all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joy, I'll trust in you. And I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Oh, Lord, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. 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 Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. Oh, oh, I will worship. I will worship you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. In all my ways, I'll acknowledge him, his thoughts and things I will pursue. And where you lead me, I will surely follow. For I know you will see me through. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights. I'll set my sights only on him. No, above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. Only on him. I'll set my sights only on him. And these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I will move up higher. In all my ways, I will move up higher. I'll set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. Oh, 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 I will move up higher. I'll set my sights only on him. And these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I'll set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Let's sing this chorus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will go strangely dim. When you turn your eyes upon him, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for it. He's wonderful. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace. Thank you, Jesus. 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 That we turn our eyes upon you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us, what you're doing through us, what you're doing for us, right here, right now. You know what we have need of. I put my trust in you, Jesus. I turn my eyes upon you. Thank you, Jesus, that we will just turn our eyes to you, that we would move to that higher place where you want us to be. Thank you that you use me tonight to deliver this word to these people. And I pray that these listeners have a heart ready to receive it, that they have ears ready to hear it, and that these people will just learn. Of your ways tonight as they seek you. And I just thank you for what you're doing for these people, that they receive their healings that they are believing you for, that they receive their freedom that they are receiving, believing you for, that thank you that you are doing what you said you would do for these listeners right here, right now, in your name, for these listeners, because you know what they are believing you for. You know what they have need of. And I thank you that you will do the things that they are asking you for in your mighty name. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program, finances come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' name, let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs 22. Praise God, Proverbs 22. And we'll see what God has for us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, whatever you do, stay with us, because I want you to get this word in you. And whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. Be a part. Don't just sit there and watch. If I pray, you pray. If I sing again, you sing. As I study the word of God, you follow along. Praise God. Proverbs 22, verse 1, NIV. It said, a good name is more desirable, we could say more valuable. A good name is more valuable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of us all, of them all, either way you say it. A prudent man sees danger and he takes refuge. But the simple man, the simple people, they keep going and they suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he or she is old, they will not turn from it. Well, like the way the other versions say it, when he is old, she will not depart. Great parenting verse right there, parents. Proverbs 22:6, where it says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they are old, they shall not depart. As you have multiples, you know, train up your children in the way they should go. Verse 7, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king for his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, there is a lion outside, or I will be murdered in the streets. The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under the Lord's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Verse 17, pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach you, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in CNN, ABC, Fox, CBS. I'm so sorry, listeners. I'm so sorry. Well, too many people, though, they just, you know, trust the media. They think the media has all the answers. All right. try this again. Keep them in your heart. Have all of them. Have all of them ready. These sayings on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. So that you may trust in the Lord, not all that other stuff. That you may trust in the Lord. I teach you today, even you, have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and of knowledge, teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor. And do you crush the needy in court? For the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one that is easily angered, or you may learn his ways and may get yourself ensnared. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debtors. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Chapter 23. When you're set to die with the ruler, note well what is before you. You put a knife to your throat. If you are given to gluttony, do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and will fly off to the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little that you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments. Do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. Do not move in an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. punish him with the rod, and you will save his soul from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards, what has become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth. Do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men. Who has sorrow? Who has strength? Who has complaints? Who has needless burdens? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly, because in the end it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind will imagine confusing things. You'll be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging. They hit men. You will say, but I'm not hurt. Then meet, when will I wake up so that I can find another drink? Oh, so you see here, of course, there's a lot of great things in the book of Proverbs. One of them that we saw here that I read tonight is where it says, train up a child. Train up a son or daughter of yours or your children in the way they should go. When they are old, they will not depart. Oh! They didn't say how old was. It didn't say when he's 20 or she's 20, when they're, you know, 21, 25, 30, 35, 40. It doesn't exactly say what that age is, because I'm sure some people might wonder, well, what age does he mean by old? Well, about that, it doesn't say what age. So, just keep in mind, he doesn't exactly say what age he's talking about by old. But he does say, train up a child in the way they should go. Which in this case, what that means, when it says that, is train up your child, your children, in the things of God. You see, I've been blessed to have a mom who followed in the ways of God and raised me right. And when I was a teenager, a dad who feared God and instilled things in me as a teenager. And you say, well, Miracle Man, didn't you have to get used to have a dad in the home? Yes, I did have to. But, you know, both of them trained me up in the way that I should have gone. And guess what? I haven't departed yet. I have stayed with the things of God. I haven't suddenly become a fool. I don't mock the things of God. I love the Lord, my God. In fact, over the years, I think my relationship with God has gotten stronger, not weaker. And I thank God for that. And it says another thing. Don't despise someone just because they're poor or because they're different from you. You should not despise someone. It's not biblical, folks, to despise someone just because their skin might be different than ours. Or, you know, something else might be different. Because when you give in to all this prejudice stuff, prejudice is not a good thing. And if you've been being prejudiced against someone because they're a different color than you, or they're a different socioeconomic, or was brought up on the bad part of town, or whatever else, don't be prejudiced over someone just because of, you know, things like that. And part of what it says, you know, is don't oppress them. Don't try to take from the rich, but at the same time, don't oppress the poor and try to make them even more poor. Because we're supposed to love everyone, regardless. That doesn't mean, you know, that we love sin, we hate sin. But what I'm talking about is where it says, you know, don't be oppressing someone just because they're poor. And at the same time, you know, don't be envying someone just because they're rich. And certainly not if they did it the right way and put their hands to, you know, and believe God and, you know, and they got an abundance and got blessed and all that stuff. By the way, just because you're rich doesn't make you more spiritual. If you're poor, that doesn't make you more or less spiritual. And guess what, folks? The Lord is the maker of us all. That's regardless of our skin color, regardless of our socioeconomic status, regardless of the neighborhood, city, state, zip code that you live in, or country code and your other countries or what have you. The Lord is the maker of us all. He made every one of us. And so it's really important that we don't have, that we don't oppress people, that we love on them. And the other thing that I was mentioning tonight is parents turning up a child in the way they should go. And about that. So one time, my pastor at my church has told this story multiple times. So one kid they were a ball player, a very good ball player. And turns out that at one point it determined that parents are like, well, you're going to play ball this year? Yeah. When is practice and games? The kid says, you know, they're on this certain night. Mom and dad say, well, that's on church night. And the kid says, yeah, I know. But I'm really good. And I really want to play. Parents are like, okay. So they start playing. And kid isn't in church. And that child ended up leaving church later on once they became older and like no longer in the, you know, when they were like over 18, they weren't coming to church anymore. And because what had happened is the parents had taught that kid that it was okay to miss church in order to play ball every week. And it wasn't just once or twice. It was like every week they would miss to go play ball. Every week they would miss to play ball. Should have been, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We don't serve you know, the baseball, for example. I don't know what sport this kid played, but I'm just using that as an example. When you train your child in the way they should go, is where you reinforce this idea. As for me and my house, we serve the Almighty God. And when something comes up once in a while, that's one thing. But you shouldn't just make a habit of it. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get your wisdom in our hearts, Lord, and that we would become wise in your things, and that we would live the way you want us to live. We would do the things you called us to do. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And that we would always trust you and have faith in you and have faith in your word. And that we would note that all your promises are yes and amen. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As for the Tigers and Twins, yesterday they played a doubleheader. And on Tuesday, you saw games that went two completely different ways. In one game, the Tigers fall 8-2. Not a good game at all. Lots of mistakes. The other game, they win 10-0. Actually, in one of them, it's 10-2. Tigers lose. The other one is 8-0, Tigers win. I don't know how they turned the corner that quick to go from one to the other. Somehow they did. That was a complete 180. Now the Tigers are playing again tonight at Comerica. Hopefully they can get this win tonight. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us. God willing, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of these evil things will come near you or your immediate loved ones. We're going to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. And I pray that you'll find yourself in the house of God on Sunday. And if you don't, and you're not in the house of God, may your tent leak. May your macaroni boil over. Okay, I'm kidding about those. I'm kidding about the whole, you know, may your tent leak and have that. But praise God. Just be found in the house of God. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll talk to y'all Monday.